Those who arrived early at the Harrisonburg International Festival were greeted with the sight of tall, colorful feather head dresses, the aroma of burning kapal resin, and the sounds of drums and conches. This is the Olin Papalo Mexica dance group, who performs the ancient Aztec ritual dance which traditionally kicks off the day's events at the International Festival. They were the first of many performances on the stage behind Asbury United Methodist Church before making their way to the other side of downtown to perform the dance again later at Court Square. After they finished, other performers took to the stage. Those included dancers from the Filipino-American community and Russian folk music from the Beltway Balalaikas. This was the 22nd year for the Harrisonburg International Festival, but only the second year it has been hosted downtown after being held in Hillendale Park since 1997. An estimated 9,000 people attended the last international festival held at Hillendale in 2017, and moving it downtown has accommodated the growing number of attendees.
I love the park, but sometimes we go off to the park, downtown gets too quiet, but downtown is so getting busy, so it's cool.
That's Elizabeth Aji, who relocated to Harrisonburg from Ghana 15 years ago and has been a vendor at the festival ever since, selling clothing and jewelry. This year, Aji set up shop at the Browse the World Bazaar in the parking lot next to Jess's Lunch, and as she has done every year, will send the money earned at the festival back to Ghana.
Anything I will sell today, Monday I have to send the money to them. So, all from kids who sewing things, vocational schools.
Food vendors represented a wide range of cultures and cuisines. Syrian kebabs could be sampled in the Turner Pavilion lot, while Central American pupusas could be found closer to Court Square, among many other options. Hidden between all those options, though, was a potluck held in the Filipino-American community for the Shenandoah Valley's tent. Anyone who found themselves in that tent were handed a plate and invited to dig in.
Maybe gourd is if you like vegetables. You know what's a gourd, right?
Oh, gourd.
Yeah.
Like squash.
Like squash. That's the Asian one.
The festival was headlined, as tradition goes, with a demonstration from the Harrisonburg Kurdish community. Lukman Rustem is one of their representatives.
We got all kind of tradition, all kind of cultures in Harrisonburg, and we like the people to see where we're from, where we have.
For the Kurdish community, that included displays of traditional items, including a tea maker and a photo-printed and lambskin drum.
I'm not a musician, I don't know how to play, but...
The Kurdish dance of joy ended the day's festivities, drawing in festival-goers and members representing every culture, all dancing together to an energetic beat for the International Festival's final 45 minutes. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.